guys, today we're gonna make a dragon cuff rainbow loom bracelet. And for this, you will need two colors. The center portion of your loom, you'll just pop it out like this. I'm gonna make sure you use the one with the arrow, and you'll put everything on with the arrow pointed away from you. So let's get started. Okay, so we are gonna start with the arrow pointed away from us, kind of pointed to the side, actually, in this case. You're gonna take it, your band like that, and twist it that way. Then you're gonna skip a space, take another band, put it down like this, and bring it over like that. Skip another space, down, bring it over like that. Skip another space, down, bring it over like that. If you want to make it really wide, you can make it all the way to the end. I'm just going to make it to about here because I find the wide ones are really wide. Now we're going to take our second color and fill in the space. Go like this, bring it over like that. You're going to do the same thing in the second space. Bring it over like that, pointed with your finger like that, bring it over like that, and I'm going to finish the last one off in blue right here, in purple right here. So down and over like that. Okay, now we're going to start hooking a little bit, and I'm going to give you a couple tips along the way so you can remember how to do this. It was a little difficult for me to remember which colors went where, so I will show that to you. But right now we're going to start on our second peg. Go under, grab the pink, and bring it over like that. Do it to the next pink that's right here, the next peg over. Go to the next peg over, pull the pink, bring it over. The next peg over, pink over, next peg over, grab it, bring the pink over. Keep doing this all the way to the last pink. Grab this and bring it over just like that. Now we're going to take these and push them down all the way up. Okay. Now what we're going to do, this is how I remember. Right here you have your purple color that you'll be hooking. So you want to use the opposite color on top of it, but then you want to put the pink over where you had the last pink. So, and put it straight over. Do not twist the bands from here on out. So pink over that, pink over this long pink line right here. Pink goes over that pink. Pink goes over that. Okay. Now we're going to start from over here again. Grab your bottom over here and bring it over. Okay. Now we're going to grab the purple bands and bring them over all the way through. Here's another purple band, bring it over. Here's another purple band, bring it over. There you go. Keep doing this. Okay, so you have nothing to bring over down here, so you leave that alone on the end right here. Now we're going to push them down again. Okay, so you just put the pinks on. You see that the pinks are here. We're going to now do our purples. You're going to lay the purple over the purple line. So, purple band goes over where the purple was. Purple band goes over where the purple was. Purple band goes over where the purple And then you put your prickle band over here on the end. Okay, as far as hooking now, there's no band under the pink to hook. So you're gonna just start right here with your pink and bring it over. Okay, so now you have two purple bands on the end. You want to grab this one band on the bottom and bring it over. And you can start pulling them all the way down. Okay, so you just put the pink bands on. So you just put the purple bands on. Now you want to put the pink bands on again over where you had your last pinks. So you start here, lay it flat over, here, over the pink, down here, down here. You start the hooking process once again. So over here, you've got two of those pink bands. You want to finish off the end by bringing that over. And now you can start hooking your purple bands underneath. Bring those over, push down, bring it over. Okay, you finish off that row. I'm gonna slide it back over here. So you just finished putting your pink bands on, and the way you know that is you have pink on the bottom. So you're going to put your purple bands now over where your last purple bands were, the second one in. And you skip from there. Okay, now we start. Grab our first pink band that's down there. And if this is difficult, just stop and pause as we go along. Press your space bar on your computer. That's usually what people do to pause and restart. Okay. Okay, once again, you've got two purple bands on the end, so you'll want to grab the bottom and bring it over. Push all of these down. Okay, so we know the last bands we laid down were purples because that's what we have right here to hook. So we're gonna put our pink over where our last pink ones were. And do this until you have the desired length. And then we will show you how to tie it off. So as you start getting middle of the way through, you can start pulling it down this way, and you'll see that it's starting to turn into a dragon. So last one again was pink, so we're gonna put on our purples right over our last purples. And keep going until you're done. Okay, so now when you have it a length that you want it, kind of stretch it out like that. You're going to finish it off up here at the top. So, we're going to grab our first, on the very end where the arrow is, you're going to grab that and bring it over the top right there. Then you're going to grab that one on your hook, like that. You're going to go in and grab the next row up, just like that. And you're going to pull the one you just grabbed under, like that. And now that's your top one. Okay, this is a tricky part. So now you're gonna go on your next peg. You're gonna grab that, just like that. You're gonna take the one closest to the hook and pull it under, okay? Do the same under the next hook. Grab the next hook, just like that. Pull it under. That becomes your next one. Pull that one under as well. Go to your next hook. Pull it under. We're almost done. Next one right there. Pull it under. Now we're on our last hook. Just like that. Pull it under. This is what you're going to attach the C clip to. So on this one, you're going to attach your C clip right here. And you are going to bring it and attach it over to the other side. Grab one or two over here. There you go. Now that's pulled up, you can take this one so it's not sticking out too far. There you go. Whoopsies. Okay, so there's one section attached to the C-clip, and you're going to do that all the way up until you have your full band. I like to grab two from each side. So total four bands on your C-clip. There's your second C-clip. is your third C clip. I'm going to do about two more C clips. So there you go. There you have your Rainbow Loom Dragon Cuff Bracelet. We'd love you to subscribe. Just click on the top left box on our screen. Also, give us a like, give us a thumbs up, and tell us some things you'd like us to make. Comment below. Thank you so much for watching.